श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 11 वर्स 15 लिंक अर्जुन ओवरवेलम्ड विद जॉय एंड वंडर एंड डिस्क्राइबिंग द साइट विच ही सॉ इन द लॉर्ड्स कॉस्मिक फॉर्म मेक्स अ रैप्चरस अटरेंस ऑफरिंग हिज प्रेज टू हिम इन द नेक्स्ट 3 वर्सेस अर्जुन उवाच पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवदे सर्वांस्तथा भूत विशेष संगां ब्रह्मांडमीशं कमलासनस्थ मृषींश्च सर्वानुरगांश्च देव्यां अर्जुन सेड ओ लॉर्ड I see within your body all the gods and multitude of different beings. Observe Brahma seated on his lotus seat, Shiva and all sages and celestial serpents. Comment. Pashyami devans tava deva devhe sarvans tatha bhuta vishesha sangan. With divine eyes, Arjun was able to behold not only multitude of beings, but also paradise, the abode of the gods, and also the entire universe with Brahma the creator, Vishnu the preserver, and Mahesha the destroyer. Brahmanamisham kamalasanastham. Arjun says that he beheld Brahma seated on a lotus seat. This lotus seat is the one that sprang from the navel of Lord Vishnu. It means that Arjun saw the stalk of the lotus and also the place from where the lotus sprang up. It shows that he had a vision of Lord Vishnu, the progenitor of Brahma. He also saw Lord Shiva sitting in his abode under the banyan tree of Mount Kailasha. Rishimscha Sarvan Nuragansha Devyan. Arjun beheld the sages living on earth and divine serpents living in underworld. In this verse, Arjun's statement affirms that he beheld the three worlds, the earth, the paradise, and the underworld in Lord Krishna's body, with three divisions concentrated at one place. Gita chapter 11 verse 13. Besides them, he also beheld the abodes of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, as well as those three chief deities. This is all due to the glory of the divine eyes bestowed by the Lord. An important fact, when Lord Krishna declares that he holds the entire universe in a limb of his body, Arjun prays to him to reveal his divine form to him. So Lord Krishna asks him to behold the entire universe in his one limb. Chapter 11 verse 7. Sanjaya, who was offered divine vision by Ved Vyasa, also declares that Arjun saw in the person of that supreme deity comprised in one limb, the whole universe with its manifold divisions. Gita chapter 11 verse 13. But Arjun here in Gita chapter 11 verse 15 declares that he beholds multitude of different beings. He does not use the expression ekastham, resting at one place. The reason is that whatever Arjun saw, he beheld only his cosmic form. At that time, Arjun did not look at Lord. At that time, Arjun did not look at the Lord, who was acting as his chariot driver. So he beheld only his cosmic form. But the Lord revealed the entire universe in his one limb. And Sanjay also beheld the Lord sitting as a chariot driver in the chariot, as well as his cosmic form. So both of them use the term ekastham, concentrated at one place. Now a question arises, in which limb, according to Lord Krishna, as well as Sanjaya, Arjun beheld the cosmic form? The answer is that it is very difficult to mention a particular limb because millions of universes are held in a pore of his body. It means that he holds infinite universes in each of his limbs. Appendix. Arjun, in the cosmic form of God, sees gods, living beings, Brahmaji, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shankara, sages, celestial serpents, and the multitude of different beings. It means that Arjun, while sitting in the mortal world, sees the abode of gods, the abode of Brahma, the abode of Lord Vishnu, Kailasha, the abode of Lord Krishna, the abode of Lord Shiva, and the world of celestial serpents, etc. Therefore, whatever is said and heard, all that is held in a fragment of God. God may be endowed with form, or he may be formless. He may be the biggest or the smallest. He remains endless. The entire creation is born of him, resides in him, and merges into him. But he ever remains the same. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.